the controversy in the 90s led to the creation of the Cache Creek Conservancy because there was a need for a bridge between the producers, the county, the landowners, and the public. So after a lot of research, it was determined that by creating a conservancy that could be involved with these reclamation sites, and the nature preserve here is one of those, we could form a link that could bring all the sides together. We had a difficult time having that bridge, but the conservancy has worked extremely well in bringing those groups together and getting that collaboration to really work. I think that we've found over time that people's perception at that time of what the industry's activities really would mean to their daily life and the environment were a lot different than the reality. Certainly at the time, it was very difficult to convince people that we could do our work in harvesting this material and providing the construction material that's our livelihood and not impact their lives negatively, especially the majority of the concern seemed to be at the time water quality. And there's been ongoing monitoring now for well over 15 years without any sign that there's any water quality impact from our operations. And the science at the time supported that, but it's difficult to overcome feelings with facts. And I think if we made a mistake as an industry, it was relying too heavily on the science and not heavily enough on personal interaction. See the deer over there? I've been here since 1974, and I came out here as a young man that, you know, was basically looking for a job and was pretty much focused on earning a living. And 38 years later, I'm here understanding that your focus has to be broader than that, and you have to understand how the work you're doing impacts not only the environment but your neighbors. And I'm happy that I was a part of that growing process for the industry and Yolo County and myself. And, you know, I think that through the course of all those years, there's been a huge positive impact by a lot of different individuals, and I'm happy to be a part of that group. You know, sitting here this evening and watching the deer come up in the trees and listening to the birds and the frogs and all that, I enjoy being able to do that and just know the history here, you know, of all the people that have been involved in this site. It's special.